Okay, we're starting on page 394. Simon Shin Mem Hei Sif Yud. Today is a bigger Omud, but not big, but bigger. Page 394, Simon Shin Mem Hei Sif Yud. Kol Dova, says the Shulchan Aruch. Kol Dova, Shehu B'Rushus HaRabim. Anything which is in the Rushus HaRabim, the public domain that we described. Im Eina Gevaya Shosha Trochim, if it's not three Trochim tool. Afilo Heim. It's low down, even if it's something like thorns or excrement that people don't walk on. It's low down, it's near the ground, and people don't, they dafka try to avoid walking on it. They're considered to be part of the ground. Those items are considered to be in or on Rishus HaRabim. They themselves are Rishus HaRabim. Even though people avoid them. And if the item that we're talking about is three trochim, tool off the ground, umishloisha ad tisha, and from 3 to 9, v'loisha bechal, but not including 9. So if again, between 3 and just less than 9, trochim tool, onto page kuf sadiches, im hu rochav arbar arbar have kamlis. If they are 4 by 4 trochim, four trochim wide, 4 trochim length. Then again, we're talking about between 3 and 9 trochim high, and they are 4 by 4 trochim. They are a kamalis in that Rishus HaRabim. In the middle of the Rishus HaRabim, you have a kamalis, which is again a Rishus HaRabonon. V'im einay rochav arba l'arba, have a makom p'tor. And if they are not 4 by 4, then they are a makom p'tor. They're again between 3 and 9 off the ground. There's a small area on top of them. They are not called Rishus HaRabim. They're not even called a kamalis in that case. They're called a makom p'tor, which is the most easy to deal with because you can take things to and from it. Okay, now there's a long Shulchan Aruch, so we're going to pause here and go back to the Mishnah Berurah. On page 394, Sifkaton, Chof Ches. A few Lehem Kreitzim, we've got these things which are low down, close to the ground of Rishus HaRabim, even things that people try to avoid walking on, like thorns. The Chol Pachos, Mishloisha, because anything which is less than 3 from the ground. Kaimalan, we have an established halacha, De'ina Choylekes Rishus La'atzma, it's not considered to be its own independent Rishus. Rabata Legab Rishus HaRabim, it's just considered to be part of the ground, part of the Rishus HaRabim. But if it's 3 trochim tall or more, all the way up to just before 9 trochim, then we say it could be a kamalis. We'll see what the case is. Da'az ein rabim yichoyin lejoyse alav mitzad gavoy, because it's tall, 4 trochim, you can't step on it when you're walking. Nafka michlal rishus harabim, therefore it comes out of the category of rishus harabim, because it's just not possible to walk on. It's technically, you could step on it, right? You could climb on it, but basically, normal walking, you wouldn't step on such a high thing. But it wouldn't reach the realm of the Rosh to be a Rosh HaYochid unless it was 10 Tvachim tall. So you've got this kind of in between thing. It's not Rosh HaRabim, it's not Rosh HaYochid, it's somewhere in between. What in between? It depends on its size. But Nosno Aleh Chachamim Shem Kamalis, Chazal titled that area as a Kamalis, Shehu Rishus La'atzmai, onto Beish Kusali Ches, which is his own independent Rishus, Rosh HaYitzimimen, Rosh HaYochid, Rosh HaRabim. You couldn't then take from it to Rosh HaYochid or to Rosh HaRabim, as we've already established. That's if it's 4 by 4 trochim in the area. But if it was less than that, and it's between 3 and 9 trochim tall, then it is none of those three, but rather it is a Mekom Pator. Right? V'im Eina Rochav Arba La'Arba, not 4 by 4 trochim. I feel im alka yosem arba trochim. You asked me this the other day. What if it's longer than 4 trochim? Lemetafin ze loachba. We don't add that to the width. It means that if it was 2 by 6, that wouldn't help you. It has to be 4 by 4. So I nechshirus which is lad smile im kain yesh by arba trochim ba'iwech uva arba ba'iwech. It has to be minimally 4 by 4 in both directions. 4 trochim in both directions to be considered a kamalis. And there's less than that. So we said it's a makom pator. That's where we got to in the Shulchan Aruch. We continue now on the second line of the Shulchan Aruch on this page. The fourth word, Ve'im hu gavoya tisha tfachim, if this, whatever it is, pillar, something, is 9 tfachim tall, mitzvim tfachim, exactly 9 tfachim, that's actually quite useful for the people in which the rabbim. V'rabim makasim alav, and the many will adjust their backpack on it. They'll stand with their back to it and rest their backpack on it so they can adjust adjust the position of the backpack. Havi Rishus HaRabim, then that is considered to be part of the Rishus HaRabim because part of its usage is very useful there. It's used by the people in Rishus HaRabim. Afila Einu Rachav Abai, even if the area on top is not for Tzachim, because it's just a useful little pillar to rest your backpack on while you're adjusting it. So that's the first opinion.
You'd have to set your backpack out anyway.
the people on a Tuesday, they adjust their backpack there. Or Wednesday, or Thursday, or Sunday, or Monday. You get the point. The point is, how is it used during the week, not what people do on Shabbos. Okay, we have to continue the Shulchan Aruch. V'yesh misha oimeh. There are those that say, Du'adin l'gavoya metisha v'adasor v'rab mekasim lov. Not only if it's exactly 9 t'vachim, but between 9 and 10 t'vachim, and people adjust their backpack on it, they rest it there to adjust it. According to this opinion, it's also Rishus HaRabim, even if it's not 4 t'vachim wide. So again, we have a machlokes in the Rishonim. The first opinion of the Shulchan Aruch is, has to be exactly 9, and it's used by the people to be considered Rishus HaRabim, and according to the second opinion, Yesh Mishoime, it's between 9 and 10, it would be Rishus HaRabim. But then we get...
High.
Omeyasora or Lamala, and what if it's 10 or above? We already mentioned earlier. What if it's 10 or above this pillar thing? Imu rochav arba havi ushisa yochid. If it's 4x4, it's ushisa yochid. Vim lab, and if it's on top the area is not 4x4, then, but it's 10 tefachim tall, havi makom pator is considered to be this category called makom pator. I feel, and you can take 2 from it. I feel lo yesh boi mokem kadei lachoik lashlim oil arba, even if it's hard to understand what this means to receive mishtabur, even if there is an area that you could cut out to make it 4 tefachim, even though it's not 4 tefachim, then we say it doesn't matter, it's still a makom pator. What's this cutting out business? We'll see in Mishnah Berurah in a minute. Okay, says the Mishnah Berurah in Sifkotten, Lamed Aleph. If it's 9 tefachim exactly, and people use it to adjust their backpack, then even if it's less than 4 tefachim, then it's considered to be part of Rishus HaRabim. We said, the Bashir there, Derech B'nei Adam, Rishus HaRabim, Lekasev, that type of size, that type of height, people tend to put their backpack on it and adjust it. It's not high, it's not low, somewhere in between, a useful height. But if it's less than 9 tefachim, it's not the right height to be able to adjust your backpack, or for the many, you might have one little midget that does it, but most people would not use that type of height. Even if actually many people do use it, again, if they say it's 5 trochim tall, this little thing, this little stump, and people do adjust their backpack on it, because they kind of have to, it still doesn't make it into a part of the Rishus HaRabim. Exactly 9 tefachim we've been speaking out till now. Exactly 9 tefachim, then it's the type of height that people use, and it's passed Rishus HaRabim. Ava yoyse metisha, but if it's 9.5, it's more than 9, lo yehav Rishus HaRabim, that would not be considered Rishus HaRabim. Afilu rachav arba arba, even if it's got an area of 4x4, you could put your backpack on it, but it's not the height that defines it as part of Rishus HaRabim in terms of a useful height. That's the first opinion. The second opinion said that anywhere between 9 and 10. So Lamed Gimel, we're speaking about exactly 9 tefachim and Rabbi Mekasim Olav, that's the next Sifkon, Lamed Gimel, Aval Kishayim Mekasim Olav, if people just don't use it to adjust their backpack or put things on it, whatever, Afal Gav, the Roy Lekasim Olav, even though it's potentially usable because it's the right height for people, but Lamaisa, no one does that, Loi Havu Rishus HaRabim, then it's not part of Rishus HaRabim, even if it's the right measurement, if it's 4 tefachim wide, doesn't matter. If it's just not used, it's just not used. If it's not used by Rishus HaRabim, you can't call it part of Rishus HaRabim. It's not a useful, the part what we're seeing, by the way, from this whole sif, is that even if you have a place which people can't just like walk straight through or come with your wagon through there, but it's just a useful height for people who are walking through Rishus HaRabim, then that makes Rishus HaRabim. But that's the case over here, is where they're just not using it. So even if it does have the right dimensions, but since it's not used, it's not Rishus HaRabim. So if Kon Lama Dalad, this is all part of the first opinion, that if it's 9 tefachim and people are using it for their backpacks, it's called Rishus HaRabim, even if it's not 4 tefachim wide. Lamadalad, right? Afagav de ba'alma lehavi mokam choshev bepachas arba. Even though usually you say less than 4 tefachim is not considered a significant area for Rishus, can the derech rabim lekasev, since it's the norm here that people, the many, use it for the backpack, af bepachas me'arba mashvele Rishus HaRabim, even if it's less than 4, that gives it an upgrade to be considered Rishus HaRabim. Sifkon Lamate, we now come to the second opinion, the Yesh Misha Oimer, that between 9 and 10 it can be Rishus HaRabim, not just 9 exactly, between 9 and 10. Who are doing a Gavoya Metisha? Who das HaTor? This is the opinion of the Tor. The Sfirulei, the Hadam Rinan, the Gemara, Amud Tisha, when the Gemara said the wording of a pillar of 9 Tfachim, Is it trying to say exactly nine tochim? Not according to the Torah. It's just trying to say less than nine if not. But if it's more than nine, and achanami the havi rishus harabim kishurab makasam. If people use it, then it's considered to be rishus harabim. Once you get to ten, it's a different story. But nine just means not less than nine. Nine upwards. That's the opinion of the Torah. That's the yesh mishoime of the Shulchan Aruch. So fifkon lamad vav havi rishus harabim. Then again, if it's between 9 and 10 people use it, it's Rishus HaRabim, even if it's not for Tochim. But Adina, Naktina, and Kesvah, we're showing the Halal Locha, we paskin like the first opinion, it's a leniency. We paskin like the first opinion, the Harbe Poiskim Holkin are there because many Poiskim disagree with the Torah, many of Rishayim disagree with the Torah and say it has to be exactly 9, but between 9 and 10, 9.5 would not be Rishus HaRabim, doesn't matter what the other dimensions are. So we're not Machmeh like the Torah, we're Mekel like the first opinion that exactly 9 only. Measure it. Exactly 9 tochim would be passed with the Shitharab. Lamed Zayin Imu Rachav Abba. So this is the, this is, again, we're talking about the next stage of the Shulchan Aruch, talking about when it's 10 tochim upwards. 10, right, now we're talking about less than 10. What about 10 tochim upwards? If it's 10 tochim more or more, and it's 4 by 4 tochim, then it's a Rosh Hashayochim, we said. Lamed Zayin. Imu Rachav Abba. Hai Na Abba. When he says 4, he just means 4 by 4. And then we said the chiddush was at the end of the sif when we said, and if it's not 4 by 4, it's 10 tochim tall or more, but if it's not 4 by 4, then it's a makom pator. It's considered to be a makom pator, which is a, again, you're allowed to take tor from it, a makom pator on Shabbos. It's bichlal not roshus, so to speak. Even if there is room to cut it out and be mashlim to 4 tochim, whatever that meant, we don't know what that means, right? If you've got a pillar which is 10 tochim tall, 15 tochim tall, but the area on top is not 4 by 4 tochim, but if they say it's 3 by 3 or 2 by 2, even if you could cut it out to make it 4 by 4, whatever that means, it's still not any more than just a makom pator. What does it mean to cut out? So says the Mishnah Berurah, Sifkot Lamed Ches, Kedei Lachoik, Hainu Kagoin. So the case would have to be like this: Shehaya Hamud Samach Lakoiso Mamish, that the pillar is right next to a wall, Mamish next to a wall. We don't say that, well, since you could cut it out, it's got the issue. So let's say you've got this pillar, this little pillar, it's 10 trochim tall, and it's 3 by 3 trochim on top, and you could cut into the wall to make a bit of extra area. You could cut out a little bit from the wall to be mashlim to be 4 by 4. That doesn't matter. It doesn't affect anything. Even though, again, there is a discussion elsewhere about the idea of choikim hashlim. Do we say that if you could cut it, is it considered to be that size already? We definitely don't say it over here. You don't say, well, we could cut out the walls, it's considered to be a shus of 4 by 4. We definitely don't say that. Umemela have a makom pator, and therefore for sure it's a makom pator because it's less than 4 by 4. Umutal itzi memenel shus hayochid shus harabim. You're allowed to take from it to a shus hayochid or from it to a shus harabim. So that's the happy news at the end of the sif. All right, sif yud aleph in the Shulchan Aruch. If you put it down and let go, yeah. If you put it down and let go, then yes. There's a discussion about a threshold of a house which we'll get to, but and a chanami theoretically. But the question is, are you going to end up doing it in one movement? Then you're doing a deraisa, so there could be a reason not to do it, but we'll see. There's details, but yeah. Okay, yud aleph in the Shulchan Aruch. Guma. A ditch or a pit, Rishus HaRabim. Im Eina Amuka Shalosh, if this little ditch is not 3 tefachim deep, Havi Rishus HaRabim is considered to be part of Rishus HaRabim. Just like we said before, if you've got a little mound or a little higher part of Rishus HaRabim, if it's less than 3, it's part of Rishus HaRabim. So to the other way around, if you have a little ditch, a little pothole in Rishus HaRabim, less than 3 tefachim deep, it's part of Rishus HaRabim. Mishalosh Adasar, if it's between 3 and 10, in Rechava Abba, if it's 4 by 4 tefachim in area, this ditch, and it's between 3 and 10 tefachim deep, then it's considered to be Havi Karmelis. V'im Lav, but if it's less than that area of 4 by 4, then, and it's deeper than 3 tefachim, then Havi Mekoim Pator. It's considered to be a Mekom Pator, the fourth category, which is the easiest one. V'im Yamuka Asar, but if it's 10 tefachim deep, Havi Rishus HaYochid, if we learned this already earlier, if it's 10 a ditch which is 10 tefachim deep and at least 4 by 4 tefachim will be a rishus hayochid. Sifkon lamates in the left column now. Sifkon lamates in Mishnah Berurah. Ein amukah shalosh. If it's not 3 tefachim deep, it's 2 tefachim, 1 tefach deep. Afagav de rochava kama tefachim. Even though it might be a very wide area, then it's part of rishus harabim. But if it's between 3 and 10 deep, that's Sifkot Mem, then it could be a Kamenis or Makom Ptur, depending on the area. Asor v'afilu hoyu rav mishtamshin by, even if Bugumahi, even if many people use that ditch, Tashmish aladei adachak hu v'lashmei tashmish. It's a use which is only with kind of great difficulty, and therefore even though technically people actually do use it, but since it's used with great difficulty, it's not considered to be a use, and therefore it's not part of Rishis HaRabim. But once it's 10 tefachim deep, then it could be in the realm of the Rosh HaYochid, depending on whether it's got the right measurements. And in fact, even if the ditch is deep but and it's filled with water, or other items, fruit, whatever, that you can actually look through those, you can look there and see what's inside the confines of the ditch. Water, it doesn't have to be, fruit would not be a good example, but water or something else which is in some way kind of transparent, or a way you can look through it and see what's inside the ditch, then it's considered to be a Rishus HaYochid, again, if it's got 4x4, even if it's got, if it's filled up, but it's filled up with something you can look through. I will lay a pay with, but if it's filled up with fruit or grain or something like that, where you can't look through it, loy have a Rishus HaYochid, you can't define that ditch as a Rishus HaYochid, since the walls of that ditch are not visible because they've got things filling them up. Even if you plan on removing those contents, it's still not a Rishus HaYochid. Therefore, and since it's not Rishus HaYochid, if you throw from it, from this ditch, into Rishus HaRabim, you would not be doing a Malacha D'Oraisa. And we come back and say, yes, we're still in a Drabonon to do it, and this is Drabonon, since you could remove the fruit, you still have to view it Drabonon, at least, like Rishus HaYochid. You can't really call it a non-ditch just because it's filled with stuff, since you could remove that stuff if you wanted to. Again, so Drabonon, you wouldn't be able to throw from there into the Rishus HaRabim. Well, Rashba, Dafka Peiris Tevalim, Oshar Dosha, Osa, Lataltel, Mevatan, Lechitzes, but says the Rashba, it's specifically Peiris which are Tevel, they haven't had their tithes taken, or some other item which is muksa, do we say that the walls as if they don't exist? If anything which you could technically move out the way because it's not muksa, then it's considered to be empty and it would have a din of Rosh HaSarabim, Rosh HaSarabim, according to the Rashba. We say in order to be a Rosh HaSarabim, it has to be 4 tefachim by 4 tefachim, we mentioned it multiple times, Vim Lav, and if it's not that size at the bottom, whatever, then have Makom Ptur, then the area, the ditch is called Makom Ptur, I feel a muka, Efrim Amma, even if it's very, very deep, 20 Amma's deep, it's still considered to be Makom Ptur since it's very narrow, narrower than 4x4. Yud base. In the Shulchan Aruch, Rishus HaRabim Einoi Tofeses Ela Ad Asar. This is what you were asking before the other day. That Rishus HaRabim only goes up until 10 Tvachim. Aval Amal Me'asar Have Makom Ptur. But above 10 Tvachim in Rishus HaRabim is considered to be a Makom Ptur. It's only to, up to 10 Tvachim in Rishus HaRabim. Valkein Hazorik Rishus HaRabim Devela Shmeina. A person who threw in Rishus HaRabim a sticky fig cake, the Nidbak Bakoisel, big fat fig cake, and it's stuck on the wall. If it hit the wall below 10 tefachim, he's chayev, because it just landed. It was a action of throwing Rishus HaRabim, which landed, and it's considered to be, it's landed in a proper place in Rishus HaRabim, and he's chayev. If it landed above 10 tefachim of the wall, he would be potter. He started by throwing Rishus HaRabim, but it ended up in a place which is Makom Ptur, he would be potter. Mem Dalet, Havei Makom Ptur, again, above 10 tefachim is Makom Ptur. But it's a loy medafila, Shem Kamalith, Ein Chal Al Avir, Shalamala Mesar. It's not even a Kamalith above 10 tefachim in the airspace. But what if a person inserted a stick in Rishus HaRabim, and the top of that stick is a container, some type of a vessel, which is 10 tefachim high and 4 tefachim wide? Well, that's a problem. Even though below that basket is Rishus HaRabim, because that's where it's positioned. But that container is Rishus HaYochid because it's 10 tefachim tall and it's got a content area of 4x4 tefachim. It is a Rishus HaYochid. So to throw something from it to the Rishus HaRabim or vice versa would be a deraisa. And the last one for this week, Yud Gimel. In the Shulchan Aruch, Choyrim Shebekesalim, Klape Rishus HaRabim, holes in the walls which face Rishus HaRabim. If they are above 3 tefachim from the ground, they are not Rishus HaRabim. El Nidoinim, last 2 words, next page, 396. Lefi Midatem, they are judged according to their measurements. What does all that mean? Says Mishnah Rosh Hashanah Memhei. Klape, on this back on page, Kusari Ches. Klape Rishus HaRabim. If the holes that face Rishus HaRabim, they don't go all the way in. the im oivrim klape ponim dinam kechay rosh hashanah yochid kemoshe kasa siftalad. As we learned back in siftalad, if they go all the way through and they are any close to rosh hashanah yochid, they're facing rosh hashanah yochid, then they're like have a dinner of rosh hashanah yochid. Mem vav is the last. No, it's not the last one. Second last one. Mem vav lemala mishloisha. If the holes in the next Rosh Hashanah are above three tefachim, they are not Rosh Hashanah Abim. The lemata mishloisha, because if they're below three tefachim from the ground of Rosh Hashanah Abim, these holes in the wall, even if they have a significant area, because they're 4x4 tefachim, nech shavim kakarko Rosh Hashanah Abim, they're considered to be the ground of Rosh Hashanah Abim. Okay, now, reish sifyud on the page 396, as we learned already at the beginning of sifyud. And the last one for this week, memzain, they're judged, we said if they are, again, if they are above three tefachim from the ground, these holes in the walls in Rosh Hashanah Abim, they are judged lefimid oseihem. The altil el sifkotan yud alef. I explained all of this earlier in sifkotan yud alef. Ayin Cham, look there for the details. That's come.